Is Parashat Vayetchanan, and it is blessed with many, many mitzvot in the parasha. And one of those mitzvot is the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, the mitzvah to say the Shema every day, B'shoch B'cha V'kumecha, in the evening and in the morning. And indeed, there are quite a lot of details to do with this mitzvah. I want to flag up a few of them. The first is brought down in the Minchat Kinuch, that there is a Machloket Rishonim and Machloket Poskim about what exactly is the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. What exactly does one have to read in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? And there are several opinions. One opinion is that you just have to read the first paragraph of the Shema, not more than that. A second opinion in the Rishonim is that you have to read both the first and the second paragraph of the Shema. A third opinion in the Rishonim is that in actual fact you only have to read the first line of the Shema. And a radical but important shita in the Rishonim is that none of Kriyat Shema per se is Doraita. Mid-Doraita, there's a requirement to read some parasha of the Torah in the morning and some parasha of the Torah in the evening, and it's only mid-Rabbanan that one has to actually read the Pesukim that we do read. Second point raised by the Minchat Chinuch is about the latest time for Kriyat Shema in the morning. The Mishnah tells us that the latest time for Kriyat Shema in the morning is Ad Shalosh Sha'ot, until the third hour. Shekein b'derech b'nei melachim la'amod, because that's when princes, when royalty, usually gets up. So the morning Shema has to be said whilst it's still a time of Uv Kumecha, still a time of getting up. And the most lazy people, as it were not in the times of Chazal teenagers, but were royalty, and royalty gets up at the third hour. So there's actually a machloket in the poskim what we mean by the third hour. Most Rishonim poskim say it means the end of the third hour. However, the Beit Yosef cites the view of the Urayim that in actual fact it means the beginning of the third hour. So in general, we don't paskin like that. We say it means the end of the third hour, but I guess if one wants to be choshesh to the Shita of the Urayim, then one shouldn't leave it till the last minute, and if possible to try and say Kriyat Shema an hour or so before the Sof Zman, but that's not a normative opinion. Most poskim also hold that we look at it as seasonal hours, Sha'ot Zmaniot, which means the length of an hour in the winter is significantly less than 60 minutes, in the summer it's significantly more than 60 minutes, but again, the Minchat Chinuch does quote a Dat Yach, which says that it's clock hours, 3 clock hours from sunrise. And in actual fact, that makes a certain amount of logical sense, because if we're talking about 3 hours as being B'Shah Shebnei Adam, Shebnei Melachim Omdim, the time when royalty gets up, I think it's unlikely that royalty work according to Sha'ot Zmaniot, and they get up a certain amount of time after sunrise, or perhaps at a fixed time, 9 o'clock in the morning, the whole year round. A further interesting point to discuss is the question of Shomea Ka'one, meaning that with many mitzvot, the person who's fulfilling the mitzvah doesn't actually have to say the words themselves. They can be yotzei by somebody else saying the words. A good example is Kiddush on Shabbat. There's a mitzvah of making Kiddush, but not everybody has to recite the words of Kiddush themselves. One person makes Kiddush, everybody else listens carefully, and they fulfill the obligation through the mechanism of Shomea Ka'one. However, the Minchat Chinuch points out that the poskim tell us that Kriyat Shema is an exception to the regular rule, because Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim is what Kriyat Shema is about. It's about accepting the yoke of heaven upon you, and you can't really have somebody else do that on your behalf. You have to be involved in it yourself. But the Minchat Chinuch makes a big kiddush and says that a mute person, that means a person who can hear but can't speak, is actually chayav to use the mechanism of Shomer Ka'oneh. It's an exception to the exception, as it were, because there's no other way of doing the mitzvah. And he also says if you've got a person who's chetzio eved v'chetzio ben chorin, which means they were an eved owned by, they were an eved kanani owned by two masters, then they are obliged in certain mitzvot, as a woman is, which excludes Kriyat Shema. But then one of the masters releases his part, his share in this eved kanani, and now the person is partly a free pre-Jew and partly an Eved Kenani. So he can't say Kriyat Shema himself because half of him is an Eved Kenani that doesn't have a chiyuv in Kriyat Shema. You can't be motzi somebody if you're not chayv yourself. And therefore, the only way for a Chetzel Eved, a Chetzel Ben Chorin, to fulfill the mitzvah is by having somebody else say it on your behalf and for you to listen carefully. The Mishnah in Masechet Sotah on Daf Lamed Bet says that Kriyat Shema can be said in any language, and the Shulchan Aruch passes that way in Siman Samach Bet, if Bet. The Bior Halacha makes the observation that it has to be that you understand the language, whereas if you say it in Lashon HaKodesh, you don't actually have to be able to understand the language. But he makes, the Mishnah Berurah makes two, and Bishop Bior Halacha makes two big chidushim. One is that even if you understand the language, it needs to be a language which is spoken where you are. So the fact that you might speak Cornish and you can say Kriyat Shema in Cornish, I suspect even if you're in Cornwall, you can't be Yotzei with that because nobody else speaks it. And certainly if you're in Italy, you couldn't be Yotzei by saying Kriyat Shema in Cornish because it doesn't have the status of a language, he says, unless it's something which is commonly spoken. His other chiddush is that nowadays we shouldn't say Kriyat Shema in the vernacular. Why not? Because we don't know how to translate certain words like Vashinantam Nevanecha. What exactly does that mean? Because we can't translate it accurately, so then we can't say Shema in that language. I've got a kasha on that, because also 2,000 years ago, in the times of Chazal, in the Mishnah, they also didn't know how to translate Vashinantam accurately into another language, and still the Mishnah says you can say Kriyat Shema in any language. The Mishnah also tells us that HaKorei Mafreya Lo Yatsa, if a person reads Kriyat Shema backwards, you're not Yotzei. That doesn't mean to say starting with the last word and working your way backwards to the word Shema, but it means that you don't say the Pesukim in the correct order. You forgot to say the Pasuk of Shema, and you just started from Va'ahavta, so you can't say Shema at the end. The Shulchan Aruch Paskens that if you say the Prakim in the wrong order, then B'diavad you've been Yotzei. But not if you say the Pesukim in the wrong order, then under no circumstances are you Yotzei. So the Aruch HaShulchan asks an interesting question and says, does this din apply equally with the third paragraph? It applies to the first two paragraphs because the Gemara darshans for Hayu HaDvarim HaEile Kaviyatanyahu. These words shall be, they shall be in the order that they were written. But the word Vahayu or Vahaya doesn't appear in the third paragraph of Shema. It isn't darshan that way. So maybe it's a din that only applies in the first two paragraphs of Shema. But he says that in action, nobody says that it doesn't apply to the third paragraph. So, Efsha, maybe it does apply to the third paragraph. Of course, there are lots more to say on the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, which Bezrat Hashem we might have an opportunity to do at a future occasion. Ad Kan.